No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. All right. It's the inaugural of the much anticipated, highly talked about, much heated and debated AC poll. Most people didn't even know this existed until yesterday, but don't let facts get in the way of a good story. All right. Jake, is there anything from the text line real quick?
Yeah, sorry, Haven Jewelers text line, 402-464-5685, if you want to text in. 3994 says, my boss is a huge Buckeyes fan, and his exact words are, if we fired Day, I hope we end up like the Huskers did when they fired Frank.
Ooh, like I said, it's not about what he's done. It's about what you think he can do in the future compared to what you think another potential coach could do for you. Just keep that in mind, Buckeye fans. All right, let's get to that inaugural AC poll, the top 25. We're going to start at 1 through 25 because Jake made a good point. We don't want to have to like get to our top five at the end, run out of time, and then rush. All right, just give me the old break symbol with about 2 minutes to go if you don't mind, Jake. All right, sure. Here's my top five. I'm just going to be honest with you. This first one is not one that I enjoyed, but I try my best to be objective as I can. I do not have Oregon number one, and I know they're not number one in the AP poll, but I'm starting to see other people put them number one. And I thought that was interesting, just like, and I didn't do an AC poll when Alabama jumped to number one, but I thought that that was quite the drastic jump because Texas has looked great all year. All right, they have. They've looked great. It makes me sick to my stomach. All right, but they've looked great. And I was like, huh, all of a sudden Alabama just leapfrogs everybody. They're number one. Then, bam, they go lose to Vandy, and now they're not even top five. So I don't want to overreact because Oregon did not even look on paper. They're one of the top four most talented teams in the country. Talked about that all offseason. But they had not looked like one of the four best teams in the country till Saturday. So I don't want to overreact. Texas is still number one. They have the number one scoring defense in the country. They have a Heisman front runner until he got hurt. Maybe works his way back into going to New York at the end of the year. They've looked really good. They have the best offensive line in the country. They just do. It's disgusting. They're my number one team. Number two is Oregon. They're undefeated, and they have the most impressive win of the season without following up with another loss. Okay, it was pretty easy, honestly, to put Texas 1, Oregon 2. Here's where the debate was for me. An undefeated Penn State, all right, who went on the road and admittedly beat USC, who's a 500 football team. FYI, here's an interesting stat, all right, about some of the new teams to enter the Big Ten. After being top programs in the Pac-12 for the past decade, USC, Washington, and UCLA have combined for 11 losses. UCLA is in last place in the Big Ten, and USC is tied for second to last. When you think about that, all of a sudden, that USC win, which I'm not sneezing at all. But if that's your best win, and I'm looking at an Ohio State team, which I think actually has the best roster in America, is going to get another shot at Oregon, and the way this thing is set up, they might play two more times, one more in the Big Ten title game, one more in the college football playoff. I'm not going to punish Ohio State for playing one of the two best teams in the country, losing by 1 point going down the last second on the road. So I've got Ohio State number three, Penn State number four. And I honestly thought about putting Georgia over Penn State. I really did. My initial, when I wrote this down, I had Georgia four, Penn State five. And I know what the first half looked like. I know it was 28-0 to Bam. I know it was 30-7 at halftime. Also, at one point in the second half, Georgia led 34-33 over Bama. They came all the way back. You got to give them credit for that. Obviously, they ended up losing 41-34. But even then, it was a last-second interception that sealed the deal in that game. I did not put Georgia ahead of Penn State just because they did look so bad in that first half. Good Lord. I think Alabama had a letdown the second half. So I've got Ohio State 3, Penn State 4, Georgia 5. All right, Jake. Thoughts?
I think it's fair. I think there's a couple of one-loss teams that could jump, over. But I do still kind of question Penn State maybe being as high as they are. They've got a solid victory over Illinois. Like you said, the overtime victory over USC. Struggled with Bowling Green, only beat them by seven earlier in the year. So while, it's hard for anybody to go undefeated, and I get you can plug them in there, but what separates them from Miami, Iowa State, some of these other undefeated teams? Maybe it's just their preseason ranking.
So a lot of it is the preseason ranking. Before the season, I predicted Miami to win the ACC going 11-1. All right, that's what I had. They're 6-0 right now. They're my number six team in the country. They could easily be 4-2. Vatek, that call could go completely differently. All right, and Cal. They're down by 25 at one point. Yeah. And a lot of people think the way that game ended was quite interesting. So they're 6-0. Got to go by what you've done. But I have them number six. I have them behind Georgia. Again, just... Georgia's not exactly overwhelmed, only beat Mississippi State by 10 points, gave up 31, went on the road, only scored, 13 against Kentucky. They're wildly inconsistent this year. I don't know what to make of Georgia. The talent is there. All right, then the number two most talented roster in America, Alabama's number one, talent composite ranking, but Georgia has way more experience, not a ton. They have more experience than Alabama, but when you compare them to Ohio State, they don't have as much. Okay, so I don't know what to make of them. They're up and down. Their defense looks good, then not so much. The offense looks good, then not so much. All right, Miami, number six. Do you realize the last 10 quarters of football that Alabama's played has been pretty bad? The second half versus Georgia, the entire game versus Vandy, and then winning by two, 27-25 over South Carolina. And they got a little bit lucky. Well, South Carolina did at the end of the game in the onside kick, but they got a little bit lucky just to win the game at home. South Carolina's not a bad team, by the way. I do have Alabama number seven. I completely forgot to explain how I do these rankings. I'll go quickly. There's four things that I look at, and there's one thing to keep in mind. So here are the five things. It's a combination of what you've done, your record and who you played, and what you can do in a potential future game against somebody who's ranked close to you.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
All right. So if I'm debating between 6 and 7, and one team has 3 losses, one team has 1 loss, I'm going to give the benefit of the doubt to a 1-loss team. But if one team has 2 losses, one team has 1 loss, but the 2-loss team has a way tougher strength of schedule, I'm going to go benefit of the doubt, 2-loss team. Now, if everything's created equal, okay, loss, strength of schedule, I'm going to go with who I think would win in a future game. So record, strength of schedule, what you do in a future game. All right. And also, not every loss that you have is created equal. I have penalized Notre Dame mightily because I look at that Northern Illinois loss as almost being worth 2. If you lose by 1 on the road to number 3 team in the country at the time, like Ohio State, that's like a half a loss to me. Okay. I know that this math doesn't add up, but I hope it makes sense. All right. But if you lose by 31 points to a team that's not ranked, that's like 1.5 losses to me. Losing to a G5 team at home, a team that's barely over 500 in Northern Illinois now, I might add. Okay, that's like 2 losses to me. So even though Notre Dame has beaten 2 ranked teams, I in my mind, they have 2 losses due to that Northern Illinois game. So it also it takes into consideration what you've looked like in the games you've played. In other words, who did you beat? How did you beat them? Who'd you lose to? How'd you lose to them? All right, number 7 is Alabama. Number 8 is LSU. Now, I have Clemson at number 9, which is a little bit of change from the AP poll. I do not have Iowa State in the top 10. I just don't think Iowa State has really played anybody. Their most impressive win is versus an Iowa team that I do not have in the top 25. Going into Morgantown and beating West Virginia, and they were honoring the coal miners. They had the coal miner uniforms on. My daughter goes, what's on their helmet? Okay, I thought it was cool looking. But they were honoring the coal miners there in West Virginia in Morganville on Saturday. Okay, Morgantown, I should say, on Saturday. So that wasn't an easy environment. They go in, they win by 12 points. Okay, 2 possessions. I thought that was a decent win against a decent West Virginia team, not like monumentally great or anything. But that's really the most impressive thing Iowa State's done this year. I don't understand why Iowa State is rated ahead of BYU, who has more impressive wins to me. I mean, they took Kansas State to the woodshed. Kansas State's like a top 15, top 20 team if you look at the AP poll. All right, they are number 17. If you look at the AP poll, I've got them 16. So sneaking ahead just a smidge here on the AC poll, top 25. They beat them by 29 points. All right. BYU is the only team to beat SMU this year who's got a few good wins, surprisingly enough. All right. I've got Clemson at number 9. Losing 34-3 in week 1 versus Georgia is pretty bad, but they have the number 1 ranked offense in the entire ACC conference since. That includes Miami. All right. I have BYU at number 6. BYU's number 13 in the AP poll. Every time I watch BYU, they spanked Arizona. They spanked Kansas State. These aren't elite teams, but everybody they play, how are you beating them? They look really good. The closest game I've seen them have was against SMU. Everybody else has been 2 touchdowns to 3 touchdowns to 4 touchdowns worth of separation. These are decent teams. That Kansas State game actually means a lot to me. All right, so there's my top 10. You got Texas, Oregon, Ohio State, Penn State, Georgia, Miami, Alabama, LSU, Clemson, BYU. So I've got BYU up a little bit higher, Clemson up higher. Iowa State is not in the top 10. I kind of don't get the love surrounding Iowa State at the moment. Their best win is a 1-point win versus a non-ranked Iowa team. I know they were ranked at the time. All right, thoughts so far, Jake?
Yeah, no, I love it. I thought the exact same thing about BYU and Iowa State. The only reason Iowa State is above BYU has to be preseason rankings or Iowa's preseason ranking of all things because Iowa State beat Iowa, supplanted them there.
Yes.
But the one thing to keep in mind about Iowa State is they only have 1 ranked team in Kansas State ahead of them too. So while their path might not be the most difficult so far, it might not get a whole lot more difficult down the line either.
So you're not wrong. I've got their schedules here. BYU and Iowa State might be undefeated meeting the Big 12 championship game. All right. BYU's rest of the schedule, Oklahoma State, UCF, not as good as we once thought. Utah, Cam Rising is killing that program. Great kid, but man, he's held them back for a couple years. Kansas, disappointment. Arizona State, shout out to Jeff Sims. All right, Houston. Houston's doing their Houston thing like nobody is going to be ranked on their schedule. All right, that's BYU. Iowa State, you look at the rest of their schedule. This is my issue with the Big 12 and ACC. At least the ACC appears to have a couple of top teams. The Big 12, it's kind of like who's the best of the mid-card teams. All right, they got Arkansas State, Houston, Baylor, West Virginia, UCF, Texas Tech, Kansas, Cincinnati, Utah. They're going to play 1 ranked team this entire year if Kansas State's still ranked to end the season. So Iowa State, BYU, probably going to meet in the Big 12 championship game. I don't know if they're undefeated. but they both might be because they don't really play a whole lot of teams. All right, we got to go a little bit quickly here. I do have Iowa State at 11, and I do not account for preseason rankings in this at all. Like, there's a reason I waited till halfway through the season. I wanted to see a body of work. Iowa State at 11. Texas A&M ahead of Tennessee. I've watched Tennessee look too ugly for too long. You tell me when conference play started, Jake. Here are the amount of points they've scored in games so far. 69, 51, 71, 25, 14, 23. When did conference play start, Jake?
I think about 25. That's probably where it started.
Dude, Nico Iamaliava got it right. Stuttered for a second. Talented freshman. Going to be a first-round pick. Maybe a Heisman winner one day. Reminds me a lot of Jaden Daniels. But he has not been the same since they started SEC play. And frankly, they should have lost to Florida, except Florida's starting quarterback tore his ACL. Prayers up, my man. He's out for the year, and the backup couldn't quite hang. All right. I have A&M ahead of them because I think A&M's actually a pretty good team, and they boat raced Missouri, an undefeated Missouri at the time a couple of weeks ago. I have Boise State at 14, and I have them ahead of Notre Dame. Why? Because Notre Dame loses to G5 teams, and Boise State is the best G5 team out there, at least as of right now, and I do think they're the best G5 team, period, going forward. They may have also the Heisman Trophy winner. Ashton Jeanty, their running back, has forced 48 missed tackles this season. It's actually the only one of the few stats where he actually ranks second among RBs, okay? We're going to finish out the top 10. Kansas State is 16, SMU 17, Indiana 18. I dropped them. They're 16 in the AP poll. Pitt undefeated at 19, Missouri 20, Ole Miss with two losses, 21, Illinois 22, Army 23 undefeated, 6-0, Navy 5-0. All right, number 24, Vandy 4-2, 25. Army and Navy could meet in the AAC championship game and then play the very next week in their regularly scheduled game where they have the Saturday afternoon all to themselves. Yeah. That could happen conceivably. Michigan is not ranked, number 26, Nebraska's 27. I'm just waiting for that Indiana game, and I'm waiting to pop them in the top 25 or top 20, and I have Iowa at 28. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me know your thoughts, reactions to the initial AC poll. Until next time, go Big Red Nose. Remember to throw the bug.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.